Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Overcoming evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. Being familiar with the book of Romans is one thing. Putting its teaching to work in your life is something else again. Beginning with chapter 12, Paul focuses his thoughts on the practical side of Christian living. Home and government, church and community, each should reflect the dynamic nature of the doctrine you believe, as John Henry Jowett describes. Walk with John Henry Jowett, an English pastor who served on both sides of the Atlantic in the late 1800s to 1900s. How can we cast out evil? The surgeon cannot cut out the disease if his instruments are defiled. While he removes one ill growth, he's sown the seeds of another. It must be health which fights disease, and therefore, I must cultivate a virtue if I would eradicate a vice. If there is some immoral habit in my life, the best way to destroy it would be to cultivate a good one. Take the mind away from the evil one. Deprive it of thought food. Give the thought to the nobler mood, and the ignoble will die. And this also applies to the faults and vices of my brother. I must fight them with their opposites. If he is harsh and cruel, I must be considerate and gentle. If he is grasping, I must be generous. If he is acting devilish, I must act Christ-like. This is the warfare which tells upon the empire of sin. I can overcome evil with good. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21.
Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
As darkness is the absence of light, evil is the absence of good, and all that is necessary for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing, to take their light and hide it under a bushel basket, to leave well enough alone. Overcome. A word that demands an active response if what you believe is truly going to affect how you behave.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.